4. SPSV licensing. This chapter describes the procedures relating to SPSV licensing. About the vehicle license. Applying for a vehicle license. Renewing a vehicle license. Replacing an expired vehicle license. Changing the vehicle on a vehicle license. Reassigning a vehicle license on death of the license holder. Exchanging vehicle license for one of a different category. Surrendering a vehicle license. About the vehicle license. If you want to operate a vehicle as a taxi, wheelchair accessible taxi, hackney, wheelchair accessible hackney, local area hackney or limousine, that vehicle must be licensed as a small public service vehicle, SPSV. These licenses are issued by the National Transport Authority to applicants who meet certain conditions. See note. Note. A person who is permitted to remain in Ireland as the holder of an Immigration Stamp 2 student visa issued by the Irish Naturalisation and Immigration Service of the Department of Justice and Equality is not permitted to hold an SPSV vehicle licence, nor may they rent a licensed vehicle to operate as an SPSV, nor, with effect from 1st of January 2015, may they work as a taxi driver, either as an employee or in their own right. Such students may not engage in self-employment. These licenses are issued by the National Transport Authority to applicants who meet certain conditions, see note, and whose vehicles meet the required standards. A vehicle license may be held by a person, individually, or by a company. The vehicle license. What the vehicle license permits. The license permits a vehicle to be operated in one of the categories of SPSV, that is, as a taxi, a wheelchair accessible taxi, a hackney, a wheelchair accessible hackney, a local area hackney or a limousine. Period of validity. A vehicle license may be valid for 12 months, 6 months, or until the vehicle reaches its maximum age limit. See Appendix A for details of age limits. Can the vehicle associated with a license be changed? Yes, under certain conditions. See page 38. Can more than one vehicle be associated with a license? No, only one vehicle may be associated with a license at any time. Can a vehicle be licensed in more than one category? No, a vehicle may be licensed in only one category at a time. Can a vehicle be transferred to another person? No. However, on the death of the license holder, it can be reassigned to a prior nominee. See page 40. Can a vehicle license held by a company be transferred to another entity? No. If the control of a company changes, for example if the company is sold, the license is automatically revoked. Can a vehicle license category be changed? Yes, in specific circumstances. From taxi to wheelchair accessible taxi, and back again. See page 40. At present, the authority is accepting new vehicle license applications only for wheelchair accessible taxis, wheelchair accessible hackneys, local area hackneys, and limousines. Applying for a vehicle license. There are 5 steps in applying for and obtaining a license for an SPSV. Step 1. Getting the right vehicle. Step 2. Submitting the application. Step 3. Equipping the vehicle in accordance with SPSV regulations. Step 4. Preparing for the initial suitability inspection. And Step 5. Submitting the vehicle for its initial suitability inspection. Step 1. Getting the right vehicle. A vehicle license can be issued only to a person who is the registered owner of the vehicle or is otherwise legally entitled to the use and possession of the vehicle. such as under a lease or hire purchase agreement, to obtain a license to operate a vehicle as an SPSV, the vehicle must be roadworthy. You must have an NCT certificate of roadworthiness for the vehicle. This must be issued no more than 90 days before your initial suitability inspection. See Chapter 3 for details. Suitable. The vehicle must meet the requirements for operation as an SPSV in the category specified on the license application, including the relevant age and size rules. See Chapter 3. Check the Model Report, Information Guide G9, and the Initial Suitability Inspection Manual, all available on the authority's website, www.nationaltransport.ie, for more details of the requirements and how the vehicle will be checked. See Appendix A for age rules. Step 2. Submitting the application. To apply for a new vehicle license, complete Form VL1, which can be downloaded from the authority's website. Before submitting the form, you should apply to your local revenue office for a TC2 certificate, which confirms that your tax affairs are up to date. Note that the name on the TC2 certificate must be identical to the name on the license application. Name on license application, James Murphy. Name on tax clearance certificate, Jim Murphy. Suitable for licensing? No. Name on tax clearance certificate, James Murphy Jr. Suitable for licensing? No. Name on tax clearance certificate, James J. Murphy. Suitable for licensing? No. Name on tax clearance certificate, Seamus O'Murricu. Suitable for licensing? No. Name on tax clearance certificate, James Murphy. Suitable for licensing? Yes. An application relating to a wheelchair accessible vehicle must be accompanied by a copy of a technical assessor's full report and supporting test data, as described in Chapter 3. The VL1 form must contain the names of anybody who will drive the vehicle, the contact details for booking the vehicle, the area in which it is proposed to operate it, and the days and times during which it will be available for hire. An application for a limousine license relating to a modified vehicle must be accompanied by a copy of a technical assessor's basic report, as described in Chapter 3. An application for a local area hackney license must be accompanied by documentary evidence of the need for a local area hackney service, as outlined in Appendix B. Do not send your original documents. Photocopies are accepted. If you are not an Irish national, your application should be accompanied by a declaration that the conditions of your permission to remain in Ireland do not preclude you from operating a business or being self-employed in this state. You may subsequently be required to produce evidence to support this. Send your application, along with the relevant fee and any required supporting documents, to SPSV, Licensing Section, National Transport Authority, P.O. Box 436, City North Business Park, Tuam Road, Galway. The authority will verify your tax clearance status with Revenue. You do not need to supply your TC2 certificate with your application, just your PPS number. If all the required information is received, the authority will process your application and respond within 5 working days. The authority reserves the right to return any application that has not been completed correctly and in full. If the application is approved, the authority sends you a conditional offer letter, which specifies a 5-digit provisional license number. For taxis and wheelchair-accessible taxis, this number is required for programming the taxi meter and purchasing the matching roof sign and taxi branding. The conditional offer is specific to the vehicle identified in the application. and valid for 90 days, during which you must complete the other steps in the licensing process. Note, the conditional offer is not a license to operate the vehicle as an SPSV. Step 3. Equipping the vehicle in accordance with SPSV regulations. Safety and passenger communication equipment. All SPSVs are required to carry the following safety and passenger communication equipment at all times. A fire extinguisher with a capacity of at least 2 kilograms of dry powder or equivalent, complying with EN3 standard, as shown on its label, in date, and stowed safely in the vehicle. A first aid kit that complies with DIN 13164 standard or a comparable kit recommended by the Health and Safety Authority. Some of the items in the kit may have a use-by date, and these will need to be replaced from time to time. All items should be in date at the time of inspection. A high-visibility reflective safety vest that complies with EN 471 standard, as shown on its label. An advance warning triangle to ECE Regulation 27 standard. A working handheld torch. A pen and paper to help you communicate with passengers who have difficulty understanding you or making themselves understood. You must also display in the vehicle the appropriate bilingual passenger information card, which provides passengers with useful information about their rights and responsibilities, and in the case of taxis, includes fare information. Advertising in all small public service vehicles. No advertisement or sign or symbol that contains threatening, discriminatory, obscene or offensive words or images may be displayed in or on an SPSV. Unless otherwise approved in writing by the authority, no electronic advertising sign that can be seen from outside the vehicle may be used in or on an SPSV. No sign providing the name, details or logo of any industry representative group that can be seen from outside the vehicle may be displayed in or on an SPSV. Advertising in or on taxis. Apart from the official taxi branding, no sign or advertisement may be displayed on the front doors of a taxi, in relation to any side door other than the two front doors. The total area occupied by any advertisements and signs must not exceed 1,600 square centimetres. Only the approved card payment symbol may be displayed to indicate acceptance of card payments. Any advertising in or on a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi must not appear on the roof sign. Taxis are, however, allowed to display their own or their dispatch operator's contact details on the roof sign. Not reduce the visibility of the word taxi or taxi, the license number, the area sticker, or if applicable, the accessibility symbol on the roof sign, and not reduce the visibility of the passenger in-vehicle information card inside the vehicle. Advertising in or on hackneys and limousines. A hackney or limousine may not display any sign or advertisement unless it has been individually approved in writing by the authority. Equipping a vehicle for operation as a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. Taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis must have a taximeter and printer installed and calibrated in line with the national maximum taxi fare. Have a regulation roof sign and carry the approved taxi branding as described below. They must display the in-vehicle information card or sticker in a visible position in the front passenger area. About taximeters. A taximeter is an electronic device that is programmed to automatically calculate and display the correct fare for a taxi journey, based on the formula set out in the National Maximum Taxi Fare. It must be securely attached where it is easy for a passenger in the vehicle to see and read it. It must be connected to a printer capable of automatically printing receipts. The best place to install a taximeter is centrally, above the dashboard, subject to the location of any airbags. About taximeters continued. Every owner or user of a taximeter is obliged to have it verified by the Legal Metrology Service, part of the National Standards Authority of Ireland, to confirm that it complies with legal requirements. The National Transport Authority cooperates and shares information with the Legal Metrology Service on the regulation of taximeters. Purchasing a taximeter. A number of commercial organisations supply and fit taximeters. The suppliers of taximeters are not regulated, but the taximeters installed in taxis must use programmes approved by the Legal Metrology Service to calculate fares. New taximeters on sale must be EC approved, in line with the Measuring Instruments Directive 2006. Choosing the right one for you. Compare models and prices before deciding on your purchase, as different models have different features and different costs. Consider the following when choosing a taximeter. Is there a suitable location to install the taximeter in your vehicle? Customers must be able to see the taximeter clearly, and it must not impede your view for driving. Does the cost of installation include calibration with the national maximum taxi fare by the installer, or do you have to have your taximeter calibrated by somebody else? Remember, if your taximeter is not calibrated correctly when you submit it for verification, it cannot be verified, and you will have to make a return visit, which will incur extra cost. Can the taximeter be easily reprogrammed if a new fare structure comes into effect? How much does reprogramming cost? What are the operating costs, receipt rolls, printer ink, etc.? What after-sales service is offered by the supplier? Installing a taximeter. If you buy a vehicle for use as a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, you must have a taximeter installed and programmed before you present your vehicle for the initial suitability inspection. The taximeter must be programmed with the vehicle registration number, the vehicle license number, and the current fare structure, including correct time and date. Once the vehicle has passed the initial suitability inspection and the license has been issued, you should make an appointment with Legal Metrology Services to arrange verification and sealing of the taximeter. You should keep the letter confirming your appointment to have it verified in the vehicle until the taximeter is sealed. It is possible to remove a taximeter from one vehicle and install it in another, such as, for example, when changing the vehicle on a license. But the program and the verification are unique to the car and license combination. In this case, you need to have the taximeter reprogrammed and verified for the new vehicle. If you buy a vehicle that has been previously licensed as a taxi and has a taximeter already installed, you should ask the previous owner for all the relevant documentation, for example, operating guides, name and contact details of the supplier, and when it was last verified. The taximeter will need to be reprogrammed and verified with the new vehicle license number. Further information. For further information on taximeter verification and Legal Metrology Services, see www.nsai.ie. Taxi branding. All taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis must have taxi branding in the format specified by the authority, including the vehicle license number applied to the front doors of the vehicle by a supplier authorised by the authority. A list of authorised suppliers is available on the authority's website, www.nationaltransport.ie. Taxi roof sign. All taxis and wheelchair-accessible taxis must be fitted with a regulation roof sign displaying the word taxi, or in Irish, taxi, the vehicle license number, and the words license number, or Uibhir Cé Dúnais. The area sticker or stickers indicating the county or counties in which the driver is licensed to stand or ply for hire. If the vehicle is driven as a taxi by more than one driver, each of whom is licensed for different counties, a different roof sign may be needed for each driver. If the vehicle is licensed as a wheelchair-accessible taxi, the accessibility symbol, taxi and wheelchair-accessible taxi regulation roof signs are also permitted to display the official credit or debit card symbol to indicate that the fare may be paid by credit or debit card. Approved artwork for this symbol is available from the authority, and this can be used to produce an adhesive sticker for application to the roof sign. Other credit card logos must not be displayed on the regulation roof sign. Contact details for the taxi operator or dispatch operator to which the driver is affiliated. No information other than that described above may be included on the roof sign. Details of the taxi operator's representative body may not be carried on the roof sign. There now follows three visual examples of taxi roof signs. For further information, please contact the authority. Sample number 1. A standard taxi roof sign, viewed from the front. Example number 2. A standard taxi roof sign, in Irish, viewed from the front. Example number 3. Wheelchair-accessible taxi roof sign, viewed from the front. Wheelchair-accessible vehicles must display the accessibility symbol prominently, front and back. The roof sign must incorporate internal electric illumination that is switched on when the vehicle is available for hire and switched off when the vehicle is hired. Additional lights must not be attached to the regulation roof sign. The roof sign must be securely mounted on the vehicle and also easily removable from the vehicle. It should be mounted in such a way that the details on it are legible from the front and rear of the vehicle, except on journeys that are likely to exceed 30 kilometres, in which case, with the passenger's consent, the roof sign may be positioned longitudinally on the roof of the vehicle to conserve fuel. The materials, construction, colours and dimensions of the roof sign and the various elements on it are described in detail in the initial suitability inspection manual and should be familiar to any reputable supplier of roof signs. The roof sign must be removed from the vehicle when it is in a public place but not being operated as a taxi. Step 4. Preparing for the initial suitability inspection. The next step is to make sure that you have all the required documentation and to book the vehicle's initial suitability inspection. The initial suitability inspection manual, available on the authority's website, outlines the inspection criteria. Please read this manual to understand what items are inspected and how they are checked. If you do this, you will be better able to prepare your vehicle for the inspection and increase the likelihood that it will pass. Required documentation. You will need the following documents to complete the licensing process. Tax clearance. You must have a valid tax clearance certificate in the name of the prospective license holder. See page 29. It is important that the names be identical. You do not need to supply the certificate, as this is verified online at the time of booking. Insurance. You must have a valid original certificate of insurance in the name of the prospective license holder. Again, it is important that the names be identical, stating the vehicle registration number and specifying that the vehicle is covered for use as an SPSV. An NCT certificate for the vehicle you propose to license issued within 90 days of the date of your inspection appointment. You do not need to supply the certificate, as this is verified online at the time of booking, and a copy of the technical assessor's full or basic report, if relevant. See Chapter 3. The authority validates most documentation online during the licensing process. Booking the initial suitability inspection. Book your initial suitability inspection by calling 0761-064-333. You must have your insurance, tax clearance, and NCT certificates to hand when calling to book your initial suitability inspection, as you will need to give the details over the phone. The booking must be made by the person applying for the license. Security questions will be asked to confirm your identity. The booking agent will verify your insurance, tax clearance certificate, and NCT details, and check that you own the vehicle or are otherwise legally entitled to the use and possession of the vehicle, such as under a lease or hire purchase agreement. You will also be asked to confirm your acceptance of the terms and conditions associated with the issue of an SPSV license. An appointment for an initial suitability inspection will be offered only if all the documentation is valid and verified. The appointment can only be offered within the time period during which all of your documents are valid. The vehicle's age is calculated when an appointment is being made for its initial suitability inspection. An appointment will not be booked if the vehicle will fail the relevant age requirement on the date of the inspection. See Appendix A. Changing your appointment for vehicle licensing inspection. You can cancel or reschedule an appointment for a vehicle licensing inspection without charge up to 2 working days before the appointment. If you cancel or reschedule on the working day immediately before the appointment, a late cancellation fee is charged. You cannot cancel or reschedule a vehicle licensing inspection on the day of the appointment. If you do not present the vehicle for inspection at the appointed time, the entire fee is forfeit. Step 5. Submitting the vehicle for its initial suitability inspection. The initial suitability inspection takes place at one of the vehicle licensing centres around the country. The inspection is designed to verify that the vehicle meets the requirements for the category of SPSV for which you are applying. The vehicle is expected to be in good and clean condition, inside and out, when presented for inspection. The luggage area should be free from personal objects, and the required safety items should be readily available to the inspector. All windows and door catches and locks should be fully functional. If the vehicle has been modified from its original specification, you must bring a copy of the technical assessor's full or basic report for the vehicle with you to the initial suitability inspection. See Chapter 3. Your insurance cover will again be confirmed on the day of inspection with reference to your insurance disc and certificate. Remember to bring your original insurance certificate along with you to the inspection and ensure that the name on the certificate matches exactly that on the license application. See page 29. If your vehicle is not suitably insured on the day of your initial suitability inspection, the license cannot be issued. Once you have satisfied the authority's licensing conditions and your vehicle has passed the initial suitability inspection, the licensing inspector records the details on the register of licensed SPSVs and applies tamper-proof discs to the front and rear windows of the vehicle. For more on tamper-proof discs, see Chapter 5. The vehicle may then be operated as an SPSV in the category to which the license applies. A license certificate is issued to the person presenting the vehicle. The license may be valid for 1 year, 6 months, or until the vehicle reaches its maximum age limit, See Renewing Your Vehicle License, next page. Remember, it is an offence to operate a vehicle as an SPSV without a valid vehicle license. A conditional offer is not a license to operate. Taxi meter verification and sealing. Taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis only. Once the vehicle has passed the initial suitability inspection for operation as a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi and the license has been issued, you should make an appointment with Legal Metrology Services, part of the National Standards Authority of Ireland, NSAI, to arrange verification and sealing of the taxi meter. You should retain any verification appointment letter in the vehicle until the taxi meter is verified and sealed. See page 32. Renewing your vehicle license. A vehicle license is normally valid for 12 months from date of issue. Vehicles that are over 10 years old are licensed for a maximum of 6 months at a time. See note. Note. An exception applies to vehicles licensed as limousines that were first registered before the 1st of January 1980. Licenses for such vintage limousines are renewed for 12 months. Vehicles that are approaching their maximum age limit are licensed only until that age limit, the vehicle's 10th or 15th quote-unquote birthday. See Appendix A for details. A local area Hackney license can be renewed only until 3 years after it was first granted. Note, it is a serious offence to operate a vehicle as an SPSV without an active vehicle licence. A conviction for this offence attracts a maximum penalty of €5,000. The licence can be renewed up to 60 days before its expiry date. The new licence period starts the day following the expiry of the old licence, so there is no disadvantage in renewing early. There is, however, a significant additional fee payable for licences that are renewed late after their expiry date. See Replacing an Expired Vehicle License, page 38. A vehicle licence can be renewed only for the person who is the registered owner of the vehicle or is otherwise legally entitled to the use and possession of the vehicle, such as under a lease or hire purchase agreement. Vehicle licenses in most SPSV categories will be renewed only for vehicles that meet the age requirements described in Appendix A. As a license holder, you are advised to allow adequate time to prepare for renewal of your license. You need to obtain the necessary documentation and to arrange a license renewal assessment. As a courtesy, the authority notifies the license holder by letter or by electronic communication before the license expires, with a reminder to renew. The License Renewal Assessment Manual, available on the authority's website, outlines the inspection criteria. Please read this manual to understand what items are inspected and how they are checked. If you do this, you will be better able to prepare your vehicle for the inspection and increase the likelihood that it will pass. Required documentation. You must have the following documents to hand when calling to book your license renewal assessment, as you will need to give the details over the phone. A tax clearance certificate, an insurance certificate, an NCT certificate. The requirements for these documents are the same as for new license application, described on page 34. If your vehicle has been modified since its last inspection, you will need to obtain a technical assessor's basic report, as described in Chapter 3, and bring a copy with you to leave at the license renewal assessment. Booking your assessment. Book your license renewal assessment by calling 0761-064-333. The appointment may be made only by the license holder. Security questions will be asked to confirm the caller's identity. The authority validates all documentation online at time of booking and verifies your ownership of the vehicle or your legal right to use and possess it. You will be unable to book a license renewal assessment unless your documentation is valid and verifiable online. An appointment can be offered only within a time period during which all required documents are valid and your vehicle meets the age rules. When booking your appointment, you will also be required to pay the license renewal fee by credit or debit card. Submitting the vehicle for its license renewal assessment. The license renewal assessment takes place at one of the vehicle licensing centres around the country. The assessment consists of a visual check of the vehicle's condition, along with inspection of key suitability items, to make sure that the vehicle continues to meet the legal minimum standards. The vehicle is expected to be in good and clean condition, inside and out, when presented for inspection. The luggage area should be free from personal objects, and the required safety items should be readily available to the inspector. All windows and door catches and locks should be fully functional. Your insurance cover will be confirmed on the day of inspection, with reference to your insurance disc and original certificate. To pass the inspection, the name on the insurance certificate must be identical to the name on the vehicle license. See page 29. If your vehicle is not suitably insured on the day of your license renewal assessment, the license will not be renewed. If your vehicle passes the license renewal assessment, the licensing inspector updates the details on the register of licensed SPSVs, removes the old tamper-proof discs, and applies new tamper-proof discs to the front and rear windows of the vehicle. The vehicle may then be operated as an SPSV in the category to which the license applies. A licensing certificate is then issued to the person presenting the vehicle for renewal. Do not remove the tamper-proof discs from the vehicle yourself. If for any reason you do not have the tamper-proof discs, you should contact the authority on 0761 064 000 prior to the license renewal assessment, as the renewal cannot be completed unless they are surrendered to the licensing inspector. Tamper-proof discs remain the property of the authority at all times. Replacing an expired vehicle license. If your vehicle license expires, you may, within 12 months of its expiry date, apply to have it replaced. Exception: a local area Hackney license cannot be renewed or replaced after 3 years from its original first issue date. There are additional fees for replacing an expired license. It is not possible to replace any vehicle license that has expired for more than 12 months. Changing the vehicle on an SPSV license. You can change the vehicle associated with an SPSV license, provided the replacement vehicle is roadworthy, suitable for use as an SPSV, and suitably equipped, as described in Chapter 3. It is your responsibility to make sure that the vehicle will meet these conditions before committing to a purchase. Check the model report, information guide G9, and the initial suitability inspection manual, all available on the authority's website, for more details of the requirements and how the vehicle will be checked. See Appendix A for the age rules. A vehicle license can be issued only to the person who is the registered owner of the vehicle or is otherwise legally entitled to the use and possession of the vehicle, such as under a lease or hire purchase agreement. What to do with the vehicle being replaced? Before you dispose of the vehicle that you are replacing on the license, you should remove the tamper-proof discs from the front and rear windows of the vehicle. You must bring these with you to the initial suitability inspection of the replacement vehicle. On a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, remove the roof sign. This can be used on the replacement vehicle once the change of vehicle process has been completed. On a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, remove the taximeter and printer. These can be used in the replacement vehicle, but they must first be programmed and calibrated specifically for the replacement vehicle. And on a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, remove the taxi branding from the front doors of the vehicle. The branding includes your SPSV license number and must be used only on the vehicle specified on your license. You must get new branding for the replacement vehicle. Authorized suppliers of taxi door branding offer a removal service. Fees may be charged. Required documentation. You must have the following documents to hand when calling to book the initial suitability inspection for the replacement vehicle, as you will need to give the details over the phone. A valid tax clearance certificate, an insurance certificate for the replacement vehicle, and an NCT certificate for the replacement vehicle. The requirements for these documents are the same as for a new license application, described on page 34. You will be unable to book an initial suitability inspection unless your documentation is valid and verifiable online. Book an appointment by calling 0761 064 333. Booking appointments may be made only by the license holder. Security questions will be asked to confirm the caller's identity. The authority validates all documentation online at the time of booking and verifies your ownership of the vehicle or your legal right to use and possess it. When booking your appointment, you will also be required to pay the license and inspection fees by credit or debit card. Initial suitability inspection. The initial suitability inspection takes place at one of the vehicle licensing centres around the country, as described on page 35. Once you have satisfied the authority's licensing conditions and your vehicle has passed the initial suitability inspection, the license details are updated and the licensing inspector applies tamper-proof license discs to the front and rear windows of the replacement vehicle. The license period for the replacement vehicle starts from the date of its initial suitability inspection, irrespective of the expiry date of the license for the previous vehicle. Remember, you must not begin operating the replacement vehicle as an SPSV before you have completed the change of vehicle licensing process. Taximeter verification and sealing. Taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis only. Once the vehicle has passed the initial suitability inspection and the license has been issued, you should make an appointment with Legal Metrology Services to arrange verification and sealing of the taximeter. You should retain any verification appointment letter in the vehicle until the taximeter is verified and sealed. See page 32. Reassigning a license on death of license holder. Section 15. The holder of an SPSV vehicle license may nominate a person who, in the event of the license holder's death, may apply to the authority to continue to operate the license. This facility is available only for licenses held by individuals. It is not available for licenses held by corporate entities. The first step for the license holder is to make a nomination by completing a form S15N. The nominee will be recorded against a vehicle license specified on the form. In the event of the death of the license holder, the nominated person so recorded may then apply to the authority to continue to operate the license. The person applying to operate the license must satisfy all the conditions that apply to a person applying for a new SPSV vehicle license. If the application is successful, the nominated person becomes the holder of the license and may renew and operate it as normal, exchanging a vehicle license for one of a different category. The holder of a standard taxi license, when changing their vehicle, can apply to exchange their license for a wheelchair-accessible taxi license, provided that the replacement vehicle meets the required accessible standards. The original license number remains unchanged. Similarly, license holders who have previously exchanged a standard taxi license for a wheelchair-accessible taxi license can apply to revert to a standard taxi license. The original license number remains unchanged. The age rules that apply to such changes of license category are outlined in Appendix A. Surrendering a vehicle license. When a vehicle license is surrendered, it is permanently and irreversibly deactivated. A vehicle license should therefore be surrendered only by a vehicle license holder who intends that the license is never operated again. Before doing so, you should be certain that this is what you want to do. To surrender your license, complete the "I wish to surrender this license" section on the back of the license certificate. Read the declaration and then sign and date it to confirm that you understand and accept it. Send the completed form and the tamper-proof discs to the authority at the following address: SPSV Licensing Section, National Transport Authority, P.O. Box 436, City North Business Park, Tuam Road, Galway.